Hello, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I am your host today, Jeremiah. Lorraine's out today, so I'll be doing this solo. And today we're going to go and finish the book of Judges. We're in chapter 21, so it's been great. You've been hanging out with us every day. What a blessing it's been for us. I really pray and hope it was a blessing for you. We're going to close out the book of Judges. Lorraine will be back next week and open up the book of Ruth, and then she'll be out on vacation for a few days, and then I'll be able to do a few days with you in the book of Ruth solo as well. So looking forward to that. What a blessed day that we have. And to be transparent is the word I'm looking for. Oh, gosh. It has been a day. I'm not computing well. And this is actually supposed to be Friday the 27th, but I'm re-recording here on Monday the 30th for the simple fact that I wasn't computing well on Friday either. And I recorded this whole podcast while my mic was on mute. And then I'm re-recording today, and it's been a rough few days on learning how or continuing to use a computer. I don't know what it is. I don't know why, but I pray for a blessing over this time, and we get it right and we get things going. So we're going to take, Lorraine's been doing 31 days of Proverbs. We're going to take a verse out of Proverbs 27, which is supposed to be today. We're going to finish the book of Judges and then continue on into Ruth in the next podcast. So I really hope that you've continue to enjoy us up to this point, reading a chapter a day as we're pushing through these books in the Old Testament, learning from them, getting some insight, and learning about the chapters that we're discussing. So we're going to open up with a word of prayer. We'll get the verse of the day. We'll go into the reading and my take on the reading and where we go from that. So for the third time, I think it's the third time I've tried to record this. We'll go before the Lord in prayer, and we'll make it on this podcast, even though my computing skills are lacking today. But let's pray. Heavenly Father, Holy Lord, you are the Holy One. You are the provider. You are just God. You are amazingly, you're just personal with me, Lord, just very personal. I know sometimes I try to praise you as much as I can. And then sometimes I just want to say, you know, gosh, Father, I'm so blessed in my life. There are many things that happen, and I'm trying to learn to take things from your perspective, Lord, and it's hard. But my prayer today is for our listeners, Lord, that as we read through the Bible, that they take your word seriously. And that they understand that reading your word is like communicating with you. It's a form of a conversation with you, Lord, and that they take this reading and then they go back and discuss it with you in prayer. Prayer doesn't have to be formal. Prayer is just prayer. It's just talking. And a lot of times, every time you know everything we're going to say, but a lot of times it helps us to say it and maybe helps us to realize it. And the Spirit guides us on what to say, when we need to say it and how we say it, Lord. I'm just in awe today. I in the previous recordings, I know I went a different direction, Lord, but I don't know. There's just something covering me right now. It's just praising you, Lord, just praise you. I'm not worthy. The things I do, thankfully, aren't the requirement to be with you in heaven, to be with you on the new earth. by grace, Lord, by grace. I'm righteous because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and his blood covering our sins, Lord. I need to take time to understand what that really means, and just how amazing grace is, Lord. As much as I try to do what I think is good, it doesn't matter. It's never going to be good enough. And I realize that. And so I try to live my life the best that I can, even though I do screw up. But in my heart, I know that if I repent and come back to you, Lord, there is always forgiveness. I'm not in a situation where I need to die for you. I'm in a situation that I need to live for you. I need to live for you and everything that I do, not just some of it and all of it, Lord. I am just trying to take my prayer in one direction, Lord, but my mind is, the Spirit's not letting me do that, Lord. I am just in awe of your forgiveness right now and your dedication to me. Even though, again, there are times where it's just not there for me, when I don't reciprocate that, Lord. And thank you, Lord. Sometimes I can't. I just thank you. Thank you. I pray for everyone that's joining us today, Lord. I pray a special blessing over them, that they're on this journey with us to learn more about you and to be a light, be your love in the world, Lord, through thick and thin, and be able to do what we can. I have so many things running through my head, Lord, and so many people that are coming up that I need to pray for, Lord. And I don't know. I think now is a good time to lift people up, Lord. I wish I knew every listener by name. I know a few. I know there were two women that sent us messages that needed prayer, Lord. I don't remember their names, but I know one had a son that was having difficulties in life. So I pray over those two listeners, Lord. I pray over each one individually, that their spirit is open, that their heart is open, Lord, to receive your word, and that they're continuing to listen and to know that we're praying for them, Lord. I pray for Teresa. Lord, what a blessing she is in my life. Different perspectives that we get from her, and whatever she's going through, Lord, I lift her up. I lift up another friend of mine, Jim. I don't know exactly where he's at in regards to you, but I do know that he's searching. I know he's trying to do what's right and what's going on in his life. Lord, I pray for friend Brett. His mom is having a lot of complications. She gets better and she gets hurt or whatever. I know that her life is probably pretty short at this point, Lord. So I pray for healing and blessing, and I pray for you to be known to them and that they have comfort in you. And I pray that I'm a better light to them, Lord. I don't know. I'm praying, Lord, and just names are coming to my head, Lord. I pray for the Wileys. I know their ministry up in Bernie. Great people, great kids, Lord, and I pray that you continue to bless them and that they're using the tools that you've given them to touch many, many lives, Lord. What a blessing to know them. I pray for my mother-in-law, who's been diagnosed with cancer. We don't know what cancer yet, but we know that it's something and it's probably not good. She is comforted. Again, she believes in you, and I didn't think she would handle it this way, Lord. So we don't even know what's going on yet, and she's taking it step by step, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for comforting her and being able to walk her through this process as we walk with her. Lord, I pray over Lorraine. I know that she does a lot with this podcast, and I pray a blessing over her and that you continue to give her the words that you want her to speak. I know her heart. I know her life, Lord. Definitely. Thank you for her. She's a great sounding board for me. She's an amazing person. Thank you for Lorraine. Thank you for this podcast, Lord. I'm really just trying to be open now. I think this is just a time of reflection. I know for me, I don't necessarily sit down and just meditate and reflect with you sometimes, Lord. Oh. For each and every person, Lord, today that picks up this podcast, wherever they are, whenever they are, Lord, I pray that they use the spirit that you've given them, Lord. I pray that, number one, they know Jesus. And I pray that, number two, they're spreading your love, whether it's preaching or evangelizing or just being listeners, being in the community, showing your love to others the best way that they can, Lord. And I'm not saying much. I hear the rain outside and the wind blowing, and my heart's just pouring out right now, Lord. It's just love and I don't know the word. But I know that it's just this urge to keep praying and this urge to do more. Lord, I pray for my friend Dan who pastors a church, and man, he has such love and joy for you, Lord. And I pray a blessing over him and his congregation and his family. Lord, I know that he's had struggles in the past. And I pray that he's at the right church, at doing the right thing. And by troubles, I mean just not an easy way. in leading the congregation. But now I know he's in a good place, and I pray for him and his family. I pray for Peter, Lord, who's had a lot of heart conditions, but again, loves you and so knowledgeable. Lord, I pray that the endeavors that he has planned come to fruition, Lord. I pray that we're able to get his word out too in the upcoming weeks. The air's different today. Being the third time that I've recorded this, just seems like this is what needs to be done. We're always in the midst of a spiritual battle, Lord, but it seems like it's pretty ferocious right now. Distractions are everywhere. Whether we realize it or not, there's a battle going on for the souls of this world. And I don't know that I'm always fighting my best fight, Lord. So those that are listening, Lord, I pray that they have strength, that they have wisdom, and the fortitude, Lord, that every opportunity that is presented to them, Lord, that they take it at hand and realize that your love is what everybody needs to know, and that it's just different. There's something different now. Just, oh, wow. Lord, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know. I know silence isn't best for a podcast, Lord. I don't think this is a podcast right now. I think this is a prayer, and I know this is a prayer, and the moments of silence, I know it's me trying to gather the right words, and I pray that those that are listening are also in a place where they can close their eyes, close their ears, and reflect with you, Lord, and meditate on you. Taking these special moments and listen for you. Eventually we get to Elijah, who goes out to listen for you. He doesn't hear you in the wind, the strong wind or the storms. He hears you when you whisper. So I pray for that. I pray to slow it down. Slow the world down every day. Take a minute, take a few minutes. And listen. I don't know. Just so in awe of you, Lord, and your grace. I love you, Lord. I want to be better. I want to be better. I pray for everybody that wants to be better, Lord, to do better, to live for you. We're not called at this moment in time to die for you. I think we're called to live for you in every moment possible. I don't do it, but my prayer is that I get better at it. Thank you, Lord, for your Son. He died on the cross. He was flogged, beaten with his inches of death, and then hung on the cross to bleed and die. And actually die by asphyxiation, by not able to breathe anymore. I mean, that's a painful death. And he did it to take on every sin. Every sin. Every sin, Lord. Wow. So thankful, Lord. And I pray that everyone gets a chance to listen to this prayer and to pray themselves, Lord. Prayer isn't about making this magnificent speech or anything. It's deep. It's personal. It's listening. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the listeners, and thank you for their hearts and their minds and their spirits, Lord. Thank you. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. I did not expect that. I didn't expect that. Whew. I'm thankful that we had this opportunity in the podcast. We've been doing this a while. You know, judges can wait till next time. I don't know if God amazes me. I just wanted to pray over everybody. It just felt right. This wasn't what today was supposed to be about. Like I said, we'll pick back up. I encourage you all to pray, to shut down the world. Man. It's hard to explain to non-believers what this day was or what this podcast was today. And I think it's hard to explain to some other believers, some young believers. Sometimes when you, just go into prayer, like it just overtakes you. And I did not, I had it rehearsed what we were going to say today, being that I recorded at least one full one on mute. I don't know. My encouragement to you today is to take that as you will. Spend your own time with the Lord. Like I said in the prayer, it's different. Something's different. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's where I'm at in my life, but something's going on. If I didn't pray for you specifically, know that you are in my prayers. But those were the ones laid on my heart for whatever reason. So, 25 minutes in on a solo podcast, that's pretty good. That's about right on time, but, yeah, we'll finish Judges, which will end up being this week. And, well, I'm have a blessed day, have a blessed week. And I pray that, you find yourself, taking moments in time with Christ and with God. Have a great day. Love everybody.